Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you back to hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios right here in Houston, and the MLB All-Star break, it is behind us, and the trade deadline, it is rapidly approaching, so things are definitely heating up. There are so many storylines we will be watching, specifically with the Milwaukee Brewers. They did very well, if you think back to last year, they did very well at the trade deadline, and I'm very curious to see, will they be buyers or will they be sellers? Delighted to have with us tonight on the Big E Sports Show, color commentator for the Milwaukee Brewers. That is Bill Schroeder. Let me tell you a little bit about Bill. He spent eight seasons in the big leagues with the Brewers and the California Angels, and he just released his new book, If These Walls Could Talk, Milwaukee Brewers Stories from the Milwaukee Brewers Dugout, Locker Room, and Press Box. He teamed up with our good friends at Triumph Books. Good evening, Bill. First time on the show.
Yeah, listen, thanks for having me. The season's gone pretty quick, and the Brewers we're going to have a very interesting final couple of weeks in July.
Well, the Milwaukee Brewers, they are currently fourth in the NL Central. Give us just a mid-season report. What has gone right and wrong in the first half of the season?
Well, I mean, I guess what has gone right is the fact that the organization in the offseason was dedicated to a rebuilding process. It started the trading deadline last year, traded away a lot of their high-priced, big-name talent. Carlos Gomez, Aramis Ramirez, Gerardo Parra, to name a few, Francisco Rodriguez. And David Stearns, our new general manager, has said, with the blessing of Mark Adonasio, our owner, that we're going to rebuild. We're going to stock the minor league system. And it is a season of, opportunity for some of these young players. So I guess, to put a grade on it would be difficult. I guess incomplete, but it's really not, a contending type season for the Brewers. They're looking to see what they have going into next year. But, so far so good. They've been very competitive. They've had some real good facets to their game, some facets that need a lot of work. But that's what you get with a young team.
You know, Bill, what were your expectations coming into the 2016 season? Is this where you thought they would be?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of better than I thought it would be. I think people were expecting, not a whole lot of competition, not a competitive ball club. But, even in the games that they have lost, they've been very much in it. I mean, they have a lot of one-run loss. Matter of fact, they had two consecutive walk-off losses, one in Cincinnati on a pass ball and another one on an error. So, again, when you're dealing with young talent, you're going to have mistakes being made. But it's been fun. It's been interesting. Had a couple of really good stories of starting pitcher Junior Guerra, a guy that has an incredible story. He's pitched all over the world, 31-year-old rookie. And he has really pitched lights out this year. Zach Davies, who the Brewers got in the Gerardo Parra deal with the Orioles last year, has been a bright surprise. So it's been a lot of fun watching a lot of these young guys evolve at the major league level.
Milwaukee Brewers color commentator has held the position since 1995. Bill Schroeder is with us for the very first time at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. We're also going to be talking about his new book that's just out, If These Walls Could Talk, Milwaukee Brewers, stories from the Milwaukee Brewers dugout, locker room, and press box. And believe me, they are juicy. So many great stories in there. So tell us quickly, what kind of moves do you think the Brewers are going to make at the trade deadline? I mean, what do they have to offer? I mean, major assets. Well, were we talking about Jonathan LaCroix? Is he still going to be there come August 1st?
That's a good question. I know there's a lot of teams clamoring for Jonathan LaCroix. I mean, he's one of the top catchers in all of baseball when you consider offense and defense, game calling and things like that. He has one more year on his contract with the Brewers, and he's very affordable. It's a very, organization-friendly contract, and there are – number of teams that have been actively involved in talking with the Brewers about him. Chris Carter, first baseman. And again, Junior Guerra, another guy that, really came out, rose from the ashes, if you will, and has started well. There's been a lot of talk about him. Jeremy Jeffress, Will Smith, a lot of the guys that have had success in the major leagues in the past that, teams active pursuing those guys, but the Brewers are kind of in a catbird seat when it comes to that. It's a matter of what kind of deal they're going to agree to. I know that they're going to ask an awful lot for Jonathan LaCroix. That's a commodity that you don't see come around every day. A catcher that can hit for averages, hitting over 300. I mean, he's thrown out more base runners or would-be base stealers than any catcher in the big league. So it's going to be a hefty asking price if a team wants him. before the 1st of August.
Well, Jonathan LaCroix, he is a hot commodity. I'd love for you to expound on just the importance of his position as a catcher. I mean, here are the Brewers. They have a young pitching staff. You need a veteran catcher to work with these guys.
Yeah, no doubt. And the Brewers have their backup. Martin Maldonado is a very experienced, good game caller. Very good defensive player, not nearly the offensive player of Jonathan Lucroy. But, yeah, I mean, it's important. He is, you know, along with Ryan Braun, the face of his franchise right now, and it would be very difficult to give him up. And I think that's why the Brewers are going to hold out as long as they can to try and get as much as they can for him. They're just not going to give him away, because you don't come across guys like Jonathan Lucroy every day. And if he continues to do what he's been doing, he's going to be, you know, one of the best catchers the Brewers have ever had. And they've had a number of, you know, pretty good ones, including Ted Simmons, B.J. Surhoff. So, you know, I think, you know, Jonathan, the Brewers are kind of licking their chops. You know, they wouldn't mind keeping him. But I think, again, I think long term, I think the best move for them would be to move Lucroy and get a lot of really good young talent.
Bill Schroeder is our special guest tonight. Of course, the Milwaukee Brewers color commentator. 8 seasons in the big leagues with the Brewers and the California Angels. And right now we're going to shift gears and talk about his brand new book, If These Walls Could Talk, Milwaukee Brewers. Stories from the Milwaukee Brewers dugout, locker room, and press box. You cover all the highs and lows. Tell us about the new book.
Well, you know, it was funny because, you know, I got a call from Drew Olson, who works with ESPN Radio, and asked me if I'd be interested in doing a book. And, you know, I told him, I said, that's the last thing I'd ever think I'd ever get involved with. I'm not a writer. I barely read books, let alone, you know, trying to put one together.
Sure.
But he said, well, let's just try. Just get, you know, I'll give you a digital recorder. You start telling stories. He came up with some ideas for me to talk about. And then it kind of morphed into, you know, since I was a player and now I'm a broadcaster, let's talk a little bit about the broadcasting end of it, what a producer, director does. You know, the you know, how you call a game up in the booth, how you identify pitches, and obviously the stories, you know, from my college days, from my minor league days and big league days and things like that. You know, the book starts out with the Brewers, you know, Mount Rushmore. Obviously, you know who those guys are. Mm-hmm. You know, Bud Selig, Bob Uecker, Paul Molitor, Robin Yount. Extensive stories on those guys. We even included their Hall of Fame speeches in there. And a lot of people think that's a filler, but it really isn't. I mean, try and find the Hall of Fame speeches of any player just randomly on the internet. You can't find them. So we, you know, Drew had to dig. Finally contacted the Hall of Fame folks, and they sent it to him. So we had a great deal of fun with it. A lot of great stories. We got into nicknames. We got into restaurants. We got into all kinds of stuff. A lot of there were some stories that didn't make the cut. Maybe a little bit too racy, but maybe that's you know, for another book. Maybe down the road sometime.
Oh, I love Hall of Fame speeches. They're always so inspirational. I have to tell you, the highlight.
Especially Bob Uecker.
Yes, talk about Bob Uecker, because there were so many hilarious one-liners in the broadcast booth with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, I mean, you know, what you hear on the radio with him on a nightly basis, and I know everybody has the opportunity all over the world with the internet the way it is, and I mean, you can get every radio broadcast, but, you know, the wit and, you know, the charisma, you know, the comedic, you know, timing that he has is not an act. I mean, he's like that 24 hours a day. I mean, he'll be laughing and have guys laughing, you know, 2:30 on the bus coming in from Pittsburgh and on our way to the hotel. I mean, it's just nonstop, and the guy's 82 years old. It's incredible to be around him. I learned so much about him, and, you know, in the book there are a lot of his, you know, great one-liners and things like that. So it's been an honor for me. You know, this game has made me realize, this book, doing this book has made me realize one thing, how lucky I have been and some of the people I've been able to get to know as a player, as a broadcaster. You know, you went and see Vin Scully once a year in Los Angeles.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
What a class act, you know, and, you know, it's just been a blessing my whole baseball career, from the time I played until right now. I'm sitting here at a hotel in Pittsburgh waiting to do a Brewers Pirates game, at which point we head home and go on a 10-day homestand. It's fun. I've been doing it 22 years, and I can't imagine ever stopping doing it.
You are truly living the dream. Of course, it has been a wonderful conversation with Bill Schroeder, Milwaukee Brewers color commentator. Go ahead and get a copy of the new book, If These Walls Could Talk, Milwaukee Brewers. Congratulations, Bill, and safe travels. We look forward to another conversation. Thank you.
Anytime, Alyssa. Thanks. Had a good time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Much more coming your way right here in hour number 2 at YSR.